The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You know, we have zero interest in trading the player.
Texans GM Nick Caserio on Deshaun Watson. Yikes. Also, the Cleveland Browns fans who tweeted about Deshaun Watson, you have Baker Mayfield's full attention with this panel. Let's go. First,
we'll get him, Baker.
You had his curiosity, then you had his attention.
All I want is a book club invitation.
Deshaun Watson's a Houston Texan. He's a quarterback of the Houston Texans. The outside stuff that was being said was irrelevant to me.
First look at David Culley, new head coach of the Houston Texans. Do you think Deshaun Watson was watching? Could he be swayed by that? You heard Texans GM Nick Caserio start that whole conference with, we have zero interest in trading the player. So, Tim Kalishaw, around the horn to you. How is this trending?
Well, it's been trending very much one way, and not a good way for the Texans, or Texans fans who want to keep Deshaun Watson, because he has now made it clear that he does want out. So Caserio and David Culley are trying to get it trending back the other way. Oh, we have 0%, zero interest in trading this player. In the NFL, when that's true on one side and the player wants to be traded, a lot of times that player won't be traded. This isn't the NBA where superstars force trades with a little more ease than they do in the NFL. But if you're Deshaun Watson and you're the quarterback and you're disgruntled, are you really just going to have a conversation with the new coach and GM and everything now that you have believed about this organization and the Hopkins trade, everything that's upset you, all of that's gone? I don't think so. I think we're in a place where it's about somewhere in the 50-50 range, but maybe leaning a little toward Watson staying. But there's a lot of work left.
Okay, so the door is still open for Watson to stay with the Texans. That's how you walked away from the introductory press conference. Clinton Yates, you, like Kalishaw, believe that?
No, I don't think it's a matter of the door being open. I think if Watson stays there, it's because he's forced to, and therefore this is trending away from the Texans. Well, what's interesting to me about this is that unlike the NBA, as Tim mentioned, the power balance is totally different. Very rarely do we see a football player say, I don't want to be here no more, and I got to go, and I get to choose the place where I'm going. If that actually goes down, we're looking at a completely different scenario going forward for how quarterbacks are able to represent themselves. And there's not a lot of teams that have a kind of combo that's going to work for that. You've got to have, you know, enough assets to trade a team that's good enough already where you're going to want to plug him in order to be able to do well, and you're not going to want to give anybody up who you're already using to play well. So it's a tricky setup, but if he actually manages to do it, it'll be a huge moment overall for NFL players.
Sarah Spain, let me ask it to you this way.
Careers.
Did you walk away from that press conference thinking the Texans were going to be able to hold on to Deshaun Watson?
Absolutely not. He's been saying for weeks he want out, and he reiterated that after they announced the new coach, just in case anybody might think this is going to change his mind. What's less important is what Caserio says in that presser. What's most important is what he says to Deshaun, which is nothing because he hasn't taken a single phone call with him. He's not interested in talking about it. And to their point, it's a valid one. This does not happen in the NFL. That's why this is so remarkable. He is a top five quarterback at the age of 25 who is going to change the way we look at how quarterbacks need to be treated in this league and whether they're happy or not. There are very few people that can pull this off because the union for the NFL is the weakest of all the professional men. Sports, because the way they do contracts, because franchise tags, because guaranteed money, all of those reasons make it really difficult to pull this off. But he is a unicorn that can do it. And what happens next is going to influence other players to try. Most won't be able to pull it off. I give it 3% that he stays with the Texans.
And Jackie McMahon, you hear the coach say Houston Texans have Deshaun Watson as their quarterback. You hear the general manager say that quarterback is not being traded. You say what?
I when Caserio said that, we have no interest in trading the player, I closed my eyes and I saw Bill Belichick. I heard Bill Belichick. No interest in trading the player. I couldn't believe it. It was deja vu. But what do you expect Nick Caserio to say? That's exactly what I expect him to say, because they understand it'd be catastrophic for them for Deshaun Watson to go, regardless of what they get back. He's a top five quarterback. There's a reason why more than half the league, yeah, as it's being reported, Tony, is interested in this player. So, of course, they're going to do everything they can to hold on, to hope that maybe they can change his mind. And what they're going to be able to say to them is, hey, look, this is a new coach, a new GM. We had nothing to do with the Hopkins trade. We had nothing to do with all this stuff that you're upset about. Give us a chance. Whether that works or not, I'm not certain.
Anthony Yates back in.
I do think there's something to be said, though, for the fact that people like Deshaun Watson. There's some public pressure here that the Texans have botched this, and they're kind of being looked at from the outside as not knowing what they're doing. And if you're sticking him down there in a place where nobody wants him to play and he's that much of a value to the league, it's going to affect how these negotiations and these interactions go for sure.
And Tim Kalishaw.
I think it's important to remember that this offseason is going to be unlike any other. At least half the league doesn't know for sure who their quarterback is for next season. There's a lot of potential out there. If you are stuck in this situation, that Houston could recover from it and make a move that doesn't destroy.
That really is, and I'm about to say a word that I'm going to ban immediately after I say it. Unprecedented, right? That's been overused. Unprecedented that half the league doesn't know who their quarterback is going into next season. Jackie, you mentioned it. I read that Ian Rappaport. That more than half the teams in the league have called the Houston Texans about Watson. And then, I mentioned this earlier, a Browns fan tweeting that the Browns should go after Deshaun Watson. Baker Mayfield noticed that. Maybe he was having some fun on Twitter. Maybe he was miffed. He tweeted, A-OK. We don't know if the Browns are interested in Watson, but a fan is, Sarah. Should Baker have noticed?
Listen, I think it's nice that he's confident in himself. I think it's fine if he wants to call people out for not being loyal, but
Baker,
I think deep down he has to know that even the great Baker Mayfield is not above this, because we're talking about, should the Ravens send Deshaun or Lamar Jackson there, a former MVP? Like, no one is immune to this. So the idea that Baker would genuinely believe that their loyalty should surpass wanting Deshaun Watson is ridiculous.
Should he be miffed, Clinton, Baker Mayfield, that Cleveland might sniff Deshaun Watson here?
No, and I'm not going to lie. I'm actually pretty surprised that this is something that Baker is still kind of dealing with. I mean, not that I'm judging him for being upset about it, but, like, you're supposed to be the quarterback of the Browns. You're supposed to have grown out of this kind of trash talk on Twitter. Like, did you not forget who you're dealing with here? The Cleveland fan base? They've had 25 guys run in and out of there. Sorry that if they don't think that you're the one right now, when somebody who's actually better comes along, be real about what's going on. It might make you a better player.
Again, we don't know if Cleveland's one of those, whatever it is, 16, 18, 20 teams that reached out to Houston. This may just be a fan's wonder, but Tim Kalishaw, if it is, shouldn't Baker Mayfield be miffed?
I'll say this. In a way, yes. Although he's really just miffed at the fans, people calling themselves Browns fans who want this. If you're Baker Mayfield, part of you says, I've been here 3 years, three head coaches, three play callers. We finally got it together this year. Beckham went out about week six, and we won a playoff game. That's how many playoff games Deshaun Watson has won in Houston as well. So let's not pull the trigger.
Did anybody else notice when Kalishaw was getting into Baker Mayfield mode there, he changed his voice a little bit, spoke with a little bit of an accent? Anybody picking up the actor
behind the
panelist? Little
Southern twang down, little Big 12 on that. Yeah, I heard that.
Jackie Mack, how about you?
Unprecedented, Tim. Unprecedented.
Watch yourself, Jackie.
He hasn't banned it yet. He hasn't banned it yet.
I'll get it to the end of the segment. Go ahead.
You know what? You know, I actually like this from Baker Mayfield. Because I want my quarterback to think he's the best, even if he isn't. I want him to think that way. I want him to act that way, and I want him to, the guys in the locker room, to think that he feels that strongly about what they've done and what they're going to do next. So, is he a little thin-skinned? Who isn't? We all are. He's just admitting it. Give him credit for that.
Ben Roethlisberger, let's throw the Steelers in there, maybe a team that could be sniffing around Deshaun Watson. Ben Roethlisberger says he's pretty sure he wants to return to Pittsburgh. And it's a massive salary cap hit right now. He says he'll work out his contract to help the team. Sarah, should the Steelers want him back, or should they be going on the Watson list? Or maybe there's a Matthew Stafford conversation as well? Please, go ahead.
In my opinion, the Steelers, even when their record said they were one of the best in the league, were not. And there was a moment at which the rest of the league figured out how to defend them, and so much of that had to do with Ben Roethlisberger, and they shrunk. I think it's time to move on from him, and if that means a little bit of a rebuild, that's okay. This team is not close to winning at all, and Ben Roethlisberger, the will he or won't he for the last couple years, has really been difficult for them beyond even the cap space, but being able to decide what they have coming back. And he doesn't have it anymore. It's time to go.
Clinton Yates?
I've known Benjamin ever since we were both playing video games at Hepburn Hall in North Quad in Oxford, Ohio at Miami University. You know what I learned there? This guy really, really likes football. And I think that that's what all of this is really about. He wants to be on the team so that he can go out on his last chapter on his own way. I don't think this is about much more than that. The last couple of years for this dude have been very awkward in terms of injury, in terms of what the starting position was. The money is one thing, but I just don't think he wants to walk away from the team that drafted him and he won two rings with right now.
Tim Kalishaw.
After the first week of the playoffs, if you'd have shown me Rivers and Roethlisberger and said which one of these guys is done, I wouldn't have said it's the guy who's already retired. I would have said it's the other guy. 6.3 yards per attempt this year, below Drew Lock, below Trubisky, below Andy Dalton. Really couldn't get the ball downfield. Really can't move. Seems like it's maybe time to move on.
Jackie McMullen.
So I didn't go to Ohio University, but I know that Ben Roethlisberger really, really likes football as well, Clinton.
And, long school.
Well, I mean, wow. You know, and this is what I would say about it. He does want to get one last chapter. And if you're the Steelers, and we just talked about all the movement in the NFL, what's the harm in for now saying, okay, we're going to consider bringing you back at a drastically reduced number. But in the meantime, yes, we're going to look at the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. Yes, we might kick the tires on Stafford. Yes, we might kick the tires on some draft picks or something else. I don't think it makes bad sense to go forward for now and saying we're going to keep all of our options open.
Clint Yates, I'll let you come back in to defend your school, but also
Ohio University is in Athens, Ohio. Yeah. Miami University is in Oxford, and it was a school when Florida was still owned by Spain. That's on all the T-shirts.
Miami of Ohio was what I said.
All right, there was a misspeak there. We'll allow it. All right, coming up, who was on Monday's panel? Tim, I believe you were. Clinton, you were too.
I was on.
I gave you the chance to say this was the best Super Bowl quarterback matchup ever, and for the GOAT, none of you did. Will you say it now that your precious Tony Romo promoed it? Here we go,
nice.
Jim.
My
Tony.
Am I doing?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tony Romo says Patrick Mahomes will never be able to pass Tom Brady if he loses this Super Bowl. So that would make this Super Bowl for the greatest of all time. Clinton Yates, buy or sell Romo there?
I'll sell the fact that on the Friday before the Super Bowl, this is what we're talking about, but I'll buy it from Romo because he gives the best sell jobs to anything. I think if we're going to talk about whether or not Mahomes can get to the existential level of greatest quarterback of all time, sure, he's probably going to have to be Brady, but I don't know how easy that's going to be considering he's going to be at home.
Tim Kalisha?
I'm going to buy what Romo said. In fact, I'm going to go back in time to Monday and sell what I said then about this matchup because it is the greatest of all time. And now here's the deal. Here's the deal. Brady can't lose his status. But for Mahomes to ever get into that conversation, what Tony's saying is if he's going to ever get to, let's say, four rings, he needs to have that win over Brady in this game to establish, okay, maybe he's in the conversation.
Darius Bean.
I'm buying Tony promoting this game with this. I am selling everything else. A 43-year-old Brady with the rest of his team, because by the way, football is a team sport, against a relatively fresh Mahomes and the rest of this team is not the decider on who's the greatest of all time. We don't even know how many Mahomes is going to win. What if he wins 12 straight? That could happen. I think Tony Romo is pulling this whole Romo-Stradamus thing a little too far and predicting now what could happen 20 years from now when Mahomes is done.
And now Jackie McMullen.
I can't even believe we're having this conversation. Mahomes is like, what, 25 years old? And you can go, put me all the way back to
now. How is this a surprising conversation to you people? Hey, Clinton as well.
It's surprising to
me. Well, of course we're doing this.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
May I continue?
You have been talking the whole time, Jackie.
This is a crazy conversation because Mahomes is 25 years old. Like Sarah said, we don't know how many Super Bowls he's going to win. He could win 8 Super Bowls. And by the way, why does Tom Brady need this game to add to anything to his legacy? Do you realize if he wins one more Super Bowl, Tony, he would have won 7 Super Bowls, which is one more than any individual NFL franchise.
And okay? That too, yeah.
So what makes you think he needs to win another football game to prove anything?
All your information
nonsense.
Is correct.
This is nonsense.
But I saw panelists debate the color of the uniforms this week. Of course we're going to talk about the quarterback.
Not my problem.
I love you, Jack. We'll move on. The 13th place team in the Eastern Conference right now. Anyone? The Miami Heat. It says it right on the screen there. 5 straight losses, 6-12. Does this start? Have you thinking possibly last year in the bubble was a one-off, Tim?
It does. I mean, last year they weren't a great team, but they were a hot team, and they deserved to go to the final. But when you think about the East this year, there's a level that has Milwaukee, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia, and they're not on it. And I don't think they're on it even when they're healthy. But right now, they're not even healthy.
This is a fantastic question. So many different layers, so nuanced.
Everybody,
I love it because here's the thing. You have to actually look at the fact that Jimmy Butler's only played 6 games. You have to look at the fact that they've been in and out because of COVID and injury and that they're only a couple games back of the middle of the pack in the East. They have plenty of time to get back into it and to get back to as hot as they were in the bubble.
Jackie McMullen.
Sarah Spain is absolutely right, and give her all my points if you so choose, because I know that happens on this show as well. But without Jimmy Butler, you can't even start talking about what the Miami Heat are. So therefore, they get an incomplete grade right now. Adebayo is out with protocol. Tyler Hero had a bad shoulder. There's still plenty of time for these guys. They were not the number one seed going into the NBA playoffs last year either.
Tone, I'll break the numbers down for you. This year, they've used 13 different starting lineups, and when they shoot, when they go 0-10 from, they're 0-10, excuse me, when they shoot less than 48%, and on top of that, they broke one of the worst records I've ever seen in NBA history. They missed 15 threes in the first quarter of a game on Wednesday. They can't put the ball in the bucket.
They go through enormous stretches where scoring is a problem for them. But, I mean, expanded playoffs, right? We're going to have the play-in for the eighth seed. I mean, they don't even need to finish in the top eight. They could be outside. Lakers lost to Detroit last night. Can we talk about that? They were by 15. They barely scored in the second half. Blake Griffin was laughing at LeBron, working the refs. Yes, it was back-to-back, and no Anthony Davis. But Jackie, any concern or anything to take away from the Lakers' last couple games?
Again, what an awesome talk. You're right. The Lakers are going in the tank. They probably won't win another road game the rest of the season.
Yeah. All right.
No, again, once again, that 10-0 road record for the Lakers was really impressive. But now they're just coming back to the medium. They're still the best team in the NBA. If you give me one team, I'll take them and I'll take LeBron.
What?
You know, I'm thinking about comparing Mahomes to LeBron in terms of greatness as youth players going forward. No, I'm kidding. But overall, I don't think this is a big deal for the Lakers. I think they're just a bored basketball team at this stage, and the Pistons are a team they probably don't take that seriously.
The only thing I thought, after losing to Philly the night before, even without Davis last night, LeBron would get back to his scoring ways, which he really didn't do. He had 22, and they didn't really compete in the fourth quarter. Long term, it doesn't mean much right now. They're kind of asleep.
Yeah, they're still the favorite to me. We know LeBron's averaging the fewest minutes of his career. He's averaging the lowest speed on the court of any player in the league. He's saving himself for when it counts. And this game wasn't one they felt like getting up for, so it doesn't worry me at all.
I think you guys can relate to that. I think some of you guys were trying to save your speed here. Yates, 3. McMullen, 14.
Clinton, I can't believe we're not in the showdown. Can you? I can't even believe.
Unbelievable.
Not every question is a 50-yard more. Sometimes you just have to let them marinate. Put it in the
that
oven.
Question was
make
the
those hot takes. That's what I want. Challenge us.
How does this
showdown in 2 minutes. Maybe we'll have a question you like. I don't know.